Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the way God works is so scandalous. Jesus does the unthinkable, the outrageous. He dares to talk to a woman in public. That's strike one. She's a half-breed, gone astray from God's ways. She's a Samaritan. That's strike two. She's very naughty, still in her sins, Samaritan woman. Been through five husbands and is now with a sixth man, but he's not her husband. That's strike three. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Baseball season is upon us, and you know what that means? You're out. Right? Want a little advice, Jesus? Stay away from sinful women like that. She may just be brash enough to even put the moves on you. Don't tarnish your reputation. Hang out with some respectable folks, for gosh sakes. Three strikes and you're out, I always say. We, you, and I wouldn't give her the time of day. We believe that we're better than her. Compared to her, we're not so bad, we think. But you see, we're not. When you're squared up before the Lord, all the comparisons of others stops. You, me, this naughty sinner, Samaritan woman, we're all equally sinners before the Lord. And yet Jesus deals with sinners, ungodly sinners. He comes to them, to the naughty Samaritan woman, to you, to me. Jesus comes to us. We're all in the same boat, deadbeat sinners, dead in our trespasses and sins. As the bumper sticker says, no Jesus, N-O, no Jesus, no salvation. If you keep Jesus safely at bay, an arm's length away, and that's all you do, you are left with your dead, sinful self. And you know where you'll end up without Jesus, who always has mercy on sinners. So Jesus comes with forgiveness. Forgiveness for all of your sins. What sin do you have? Are you ready to list them out? Put them on public display? What have you done that you shouldn't have done? What haven't you done that should have been done? What is the sin that you want to stop doing, but you just can't seem to muster up the will and strength to quit? You see, it's all forgiven, not counted against you. For Jesus' sake, He died for you. What love, what mercy. It's stunning. After all, while we're weak, Christ died for the ungodly. You, me, this woman, the world, the entire world. Christ died for all. God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And with forgiveness for Christ's sake, there's life and salvation. Jesus is the water. He's the drink, the elixir of eternal life. Drink from Jesus. Believe in Him, and there's true worship of God. Yes, that's right. The highest worship of God is faith in Jesus. That's worshiping God in spirit and in truth. So drink up, drink deeply, guzzle it down. As much as Jesus avails himself for you, guzzle down his word of absolution with your amen. Imbibe in his most holy body and blood in the sacrament. For there he comes in the divine service for sinners like you and me. There you see his glory, the divine glory to always have mercy and to be gracious to you and to me. And so because of Jesus, you have peace with God. Everything is all right with God. Everything is restored with God because of Jesus and his dying for you. And now, for some more amazing stuff from the Lord. Now, because of that Good Friday that Jesus died for you, you can rejoice. Yes, you can rejoice in whatever sufferings you have. That's right. Rejoice, even in sufferings. Why? Because the Lord uses your sufferings to strengthen your faith muscles. Did you realize that? What are your sufferings? A broken marriage? An illness? The loss of a loved one? Your everyday sins? Well, when you are the lowest, when you are the weakest, there's Jesus. Your sufferings teach you to trust in him all the more, to count, to trust, to pray, to rely on him more than ever. And when you're the weakest, then you're strong. Strong in Jesus who died for you. Now you know that Jesus' cup of tea is working his power in weakness. It's all over the Bible. So you rejoice in your suffering because the Lord uses them to strengthen your faith in him. And as faith muscles are exercised through your sufferings, the Lord gives you endurance to trust in him for the long hold, not for the sprint, but for the marathon. And then more giving from the Lord. For endurance produces character, and character, hope. Through your sufferings, you learn that God's grace is sufficient, that Jesus will never leave you nor abandon you, that his promises are always certain and sure. For the glory of God, Jesus always has mercy. He is gracious to you and brings you back to him with penitent hearts and steadfast faith. He did it with the Samaritan woman. He's done it with you. What a wonderful Savior. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.